Thank you for calling the Credit Bureau. This is Michael, certified credit repair specialist. Who am I?
Yes, you are speaking to Joel. With Joel, I'm calling from... Hello?
Yes, I'm hearing you. Joel, you can go ahead and proceed with the introduction.
Yes, yeah. My name is Joel. I'm calling from Cloud-Based Personal Loans. I have a client here that... all his three scores, his TransUnion, his Experian, and his Equifax scores are all over 660, but he's still getting some negatives, which is causing him not to get approved for a loan. I would like you to go ahead and assist him, okay?
All right, thank you for the transfer. I'll take it from here.
Okay.
Hello there. This is Michael, certified credit repair specialist. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. So you were transferred over to us to improve your credit because your credit score wasn't high enough to qualify for a loan. So we need to work on your credit repair. So what is your credit score number right now?
One of them say 680, and then the other one's 666 and 666.
Okay. And now, to be clear, in this department, we can only help you repair your credit, but if you don't mind asking, what is the amount that you need for that loan?
I just need $1,500. I don't owe no debts, no nothing. Like, I own... probably $2,000 on credit card. My payment history is 100%. I'm not understanding. I don't know. That's what I'm trying to see what's going on now.
So $3,000, that's what you need, right?
$1,500. You saying for a loan?
Yeah.
You saying as far as the loan? No, I just need
$1,500. Okay.
Yeah, $1,500.
All right. And are you employed?
Yeah, I work. I work in everything.
What is it that you do for a living?
I work downtown in Columbus, Ohio, inside Franklin County Courthouse. I work in a building called a cafe on the 16th floor.
Very good. And what can you tell me about your credit report? Is there any charge-offs, repossessions, collections? What's on there?
Nah, I never had that. I mean, I never had nothing wrong. Never. I did a few years, and I don't know what happened around that time. I disputed them in 2016. I did 2016 and 2020. Yeah, so I had disputed them. I think they cleared them off. I'm not sure about that. I never had a personal loan. I never been kicked out. I never had anything like that on my history of credit. Never. My payment history is 100. Like, I pay everything on time. This is my first time ever applying for a loan. And I ain't trying to get no high one. I'm like, it's crazy.
I understand. Okay, so what we're going to do next, it's pull your Equifax credit summary and get an updated look at your score and those negative items that you have. This is a soft pull, so it will not damage your credit score. That way we can determine which program is best for you. Okay? Could you go ahead and please provide me with your first name and last name?
Tyreko Anderson. T-Y-R-E-K-O. Last name, Anderson.
Okay. And what's your email address?
Woods8393@gmail.com.
And please provide me with your social security number.
The last four? I don't know, but the whole thing. The last four? Or the whole, my whole thing?
I need the whole thing.
2789611341.
27896, and then?
1341.
Okay.
The last is 1341.
And what's your date of birth?
3/29/93.
And go ahead and please provide me with your address.
My 6230 Low Ridge Drive. 6230 Low Ridge Drive.
And what's your zip code?
43110.
All right, so I'm pulling up your credit report. It's going to take a moment here. And we need to authenticate the Equifax site. This is for verification purposes. So there is some security questions that I must ask. And this question, okay. You only know the answer. Okay? Now, the first question that I have here for you is, do you have an auto loan open up in around April of 2022?
Nah. No.
You're not making a payment on the vehicle right now?
No. Hell no. I can prove it, though. Hell no. So my credit, I ain't never had no vehicle. No.
Don't get scared now, okay? Yeah. These are just security questions.
Nah, I pay cash. Yeah,
it doesn't
sure.
necessarily mean that you did any of this, all right? Now,
yes, sir.
The next question, your credit file indicates that you might have an installment account. This could be personal loans, electronic appliance, jewelry, could be anything. Do you have such account?
Okay, you mean like with a credit app? Like with a credit app? Is that what you're saying?
An installment account, like an account that you're making payments on.
It's an app though. It's called like a credit app, and they give you like a certain amount. You got to pay it off every month. You make payments. That.
Okay. So is it through Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, First Merit, Associates Finance, or none of the above?
None of them above.
Okay, one moment. Now, do you have a student loan?
I just applied for one a day, but I never had a student, never, not one time.
What about a mortgage loan?
Nah, hell no.
Okay.
No, sir. It's saying I had a mortgage loan on there?
No, again, these are just security questions, okay. So it's, it doesn't right. necessarily mean that you did any of this, okay? Unfortunately, go ahead. You were saying?
No, you're fine.
So I was unable to pull up the credit summary. Sometimes this happens when it was pulled up within the past couple of months. But no worries, though. We already identified some of the negatives that may be affecting your credit. If you had late payments, collections, evictions, we can dispute that. Okay?
Yeah.
Now,
let me
tell you how this is going to play out for you. Right now, once we get your account activated, I'm going to help you install the Credit Pros app on your phone. Through the Credit Pros app, there will be a section called the Loan Wizard. And on the Loan Wizard, these are the third-party lenders that we're going to refer you over to when it comes to a loan. These lenders, they know that you have a poor credit. But they also know that you're working with us on improving your credit standing. So if you like, you can submit the application for the loan through there. I have to say it, use it wisely because these lenders, they do anywhere between $1,000 to $100,000. You do not want to get yourself
in
debt there.
What is it called?
A Loan Wizard.
Right, I know. What is it called again?
The Loan Wizard.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll get all the instructions once we get your account activated. And of course, in the meantime, we'll begin working on your credit repair. So to improve your credit, you do qualify for the Prosperity program. And with the Prosperity, we're going to provide you with unlimited disputes. What that means is that we're going to aggressively dispute every single negative item that could be affecting you. Anything that you think that is
Okay.
inaccurate, outdated, or unverifiable, we're going to use the FCRA law to force the deletion of these harmful accounts from your credit report as if they never happened. And we're going to do this with all three credit bureaus, with the TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax. Okay? So
Okay.
basically, what we're offering you right now, what I'm bringing on the table, putting this into simple words, we're going to help you repair your credit. At the same time, we refer you over to this third-party lender so you can submit the application for the loan. So people would say that you're knocking two birds in one stone. That's what you're doing right now.
Okay.
Okay. Now,
Okay. That's fine. Yes, sir.
this program will usually run for $119 per month. That's the regular price. But as of right now, we have a promotion where you can take it for only $99 per month. There is no contracts, there's no cancellation fees, and you're in charge. You pay as you go here. Okay? So, how would you like to
So when
cover
is
the what's your question?
I say I don't have it right at the moment, like not at the moment. That's why I was trying to do the loan thing because this stuff kind of tight at the moment.
I understand.
I'm trying to wait.
I can understand if you don't have it because obviously you got on the phone today to get money, right? Not to give money. So
Yes,
I get
sir.
where you're coming from. So for that, because if you don't have the full enrollment, I actually have a second option for you. And what that is that
Okay.
I can go ahead and get you started right now with only $12.95. So that way you can have access to the Loan Wizard. And I can give you an extension until April the 7th for you to come up with the full payment, and it'll be the 119 per month. Okay? So is that
So
fair enough? I
you
mean,
said $12.
that is correct. That is all you
You
need
said
right now,
$12.
$12.95. Correct.
And they start working on it. Okay, one second. All right.
We'll
So I hear
begin
you.
working
I'm
on your
listening.
card. On your account, and we'll get you access to the Loan Wizard. I mean, we'll get the ball rolling here. Okay? So,
Yeah.
do you want to use a Visa or a
Hold on
MasterCard
one
for the
second.
$12.95?
What it's gonna be a Visa.
Okay, you can go ahead and provide me with the card number.
Okay, hold on one second. Hold on one second. Sometimes I'm having my sister send me on a Cash App. One second. Is that would that card work?
Yes.
Cash App, would that work? That's Visa.
It'll work. We have used those in the past.
Second. One second, please. One second. Something. Give me one second, please. Yeah, this credit stuff is mad. That's crazy. This credit stuff is just crazy. Trying to wait. You hear me, sir?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, one second. I'm just keep calling them right now so you can send it to me. Okay, get ready to send it now, so I'm just waiting for you to send it. Oh, man, this is crazy, man. I'm just waiting for him to see the one second. I'm sorry.
Sure, take your time. I'm not going anywhere. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Be here any second now. I'm just totally do it.
While we wait for that information, I just want to make sure I have the correct email. It's Woods, right? WOODS8393 at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Now put this one down. Put my main one. Put this one. Rico is RICO. It's Rico Money MONEY 22. I mean, yeah. Rico Money at iCloud.com.
So it's Rico Money at iCloud.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's no numbers?
Yeah. Rico, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they are all lowercase. So. I'm sorry about it, Missy. Just waiting on her to send
it. Oh, you're good.
Do you have a number?
I do. I mean, you can. Yeah, if you're busy, you can put the phone down, and I'll wait for you. I don't mind at all waiting on the line for you.
No, okay. I'm just trying to get her. You know, I mean, to send it. I don't know what is she doing.
No. Take your time. It's fine. I mean, I also do not want to put any pressure on you. If you would like me to give you a call back later on today, I can also do that for you. But I just want you to know that I don't mind staying on the line with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you. I'm just trying to wait for it and send it. It's waiting on people. So it's crazy.
It's fine. I'll be waiting here on silent. Let me know when you're ready to continue, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready. You can provide me with the court
number. You
ready,
sir?
Yes. I'm ready.
1 second. It is... Let's see. It's 4403-9337-9983-4006. Hello.
Yeah, we're gonna. Can you repeat the number because the system is saying that it's incorrect.
Okay, listen. It's Visa. It's not. It's the name on the card is Robert Parks. It's 4403-9337-9983-4806.
And the expiration date?
0726.
And the CVV number, please.
It is 855.
Oh, the billing zip code for this card, is it the same as the address, 43110?
Yes. Yeah, let me make sure. Yes, let me make sure. should have been. Hold on, let me just make sure first. Oh, man. What is going on today, man? Yeah, 43110.
Okay. And your card is turned on, and I can go ahead and process a payment, right?
Yeah, you can do it now. I just unlocked it. Yeah, let me make sure. Hold on. Yeah.
Okay, so I just have to go over our credit card disclosure, and we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment to be charged today. A standard procedure dictates as the cards resulting in decline will be a subject to reattempt for enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Do you have a pen or a pencil so I can give you the client service number?
Yeah.
Let me know when you're ready.
Yes, I do.
All right. So the number is 973.
Okay. They took it off. Okay, hold on one second. Sir, I'm sorry.
You're good.
They just took the money off the card.
Yeah, the transaction went successful, so okay. Great.
973?
233.
You said 973?
Correct, and then 233. And then 4388. Let me repeat the number for you.
973-233.
And then 4388, correct.
So 973-233-4388?
You got it. That's the one.
That's what you said?
That is correct. So,
okay, I got you.
Congratulations. Okay. We have successfully processed the enrollment. You should have received a welcome email or a welcome text from the Credit Pros. Can you go ahead and check it for me, please? It should say something like a welcome aboard or welcome to the Credit Pros.
Okay, one second. Okay. Oh man, hold on. Which email did you send it to? Which one?
The RICO one. That's the one you told me, right?
Okay. Okay. It say your loan offer has arrived. No, hold on, it's not it. Oh man. This stuff is crazy. I don't see one that say anything about
let me resend the information again, okay? Give me one moment.
Okay, so hold on. What number do you got on what number are you in? It's on file.
So you haven't even received a text message?
Because it's still not. No, not to my. You probably got the. It got to be the wrong number. I mean, in. But I don't know what number you got on file. Mine is 614-381-9058. I don't know which one they got on file.
Okay, one moment, please.
That's my cell phone number.
Don't worry. Let me go ahead and resend this information. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So, go ahead and repeat your phone number, please.
614-381-90. Let me make sure I'm saying it right. Let me even make sure I'm giving you, because I just got this iPhone. But I know that's my number. Yeah, 614-381-9850. I don't even see it in my email.
And your email address is Rico, RICOMONEY.
No, it's all lowercase. Yeah, it's all lowercase. It's all in one specific. It's all together. Let me. No, it is. Oh, man. It is Rico. Oh, okay, I see why. It's RicoMoney223@iCloud.com. It's all lowercase and all together. Sorry about that.
Okay, no. It's Bumby. Let me go ahead and get that fixed for you.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, you're good. Let me go ahead and resend the information again. You should be getting it now, okay?
Okay.
Let me know once you've received it.
Okay. Okay, welcome to TCP. Is
yes.
that it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I see it. Yeah, I see it.
Okay. Now look, now, on this welcome message you received, if you look closer, there's a link for you to click on.
Okay.
What you want to do here, you want to go ahead and click on the link. And follow the on-screen instructions there. This is the service of agreement, so everything we talked about is on there. All you have to do is just acknowledge the information. You're going to click next. You're going to click sign the agreement. Let me know once you get to a screen.
How do I log
in?
It says never log in.
No, you should have clicked on the link that it says welcome aboard, log in ASAP. And it's going to give you a link for you to click on or log into the portal.
It says click on the link below. If you have any issue, please feel free. Give us a call. Say important information. There's one at the bottom. Hold on. Let me see if this is. Okay, say get started online. It doesn't say anything else. It tells me get started online.
Okay, can you click on the link, please?
Yeah, I'm going back to my email now. It's a personal. Okay. Which one is it? It's bounce. What is it called again?
Okay, is it login? Is it saying, is it giving you a link that says log into the portal?
No, I see one link. It's a number, and then the link that I press, it takes me somewhere else. Hold on, I gotta know. Hold on. It's not it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, man. I'm doing the right thing, though. That's what it's telling me. Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on. It say, I wanted to pop a quick message to say congratulations, taking the first step. Now what do I press? And then it say, click here to download the 10 things you can do. I mean, that's all it's telling me.
Okay. All right. You're doing great. I mean, maybe it's just the system. Okay, don't you worry about that. We're gonna go ahead and get you connected with an advisor so we can do the verbal agreement instead. Okay, don't worry about it. So, congratulations again on joining the Credit Pros. We are excited to get you on this journey for a healthier credit score. I'll be connecting you now to an auto credit advisor, ACE, who's going to verify that I entered all of your information correctly. This will only take about a minute or two, and it's very important that you listen to the entire message for the account to be fully set up. So I'm going to need you to stay in the line with me, please. Do not hang up, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you.